Welcome to the Fowler Family Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Fowler. On today's episode, I will be interviewing my oldest living relative, Roger Fowler, or as I like to call him, Papare. Papare grew up in North Carolina, being one of five brothers in a two-bedroom house. He has developed a love for all kinds of hunting and golf throughout his life, which he still enjoys to this day. Papare is 81 years old, but prefers to think his body is younger, as he has retired and unretired twice, and loves to complain about how bored he has gotten. I started off with asking him to introduce himself and where he grew up and how his childhood was.
Oh, my name is Roger Fowler. I'm 81 years old, and I'm the grandfather of Patrick Fowler. I grew up in Wilmington, North Carolina, which is a port city, and a beach coast, which is well visited by tourists. And I went to high school at New Hanover High School, and I played baseball, football, and golf, and graduated in 1962. My childhood was wonderful. We were fairly poor, as you might know, and but we didn't know it. We had plenty to eat, and so we grew up playing lots of sports. And actually, we were about 10 years old, I was about 10 years old, and there was four brothers that I have, so five boys in the family. Mm-hmm. And all of us started working in the family business when we were very young, and so doing whatever we could learn to do. So that was a lot of fun, and also it was a great experience for us, as it taught us a whole lot about business and how to interface with people and how to make presentations to people, especially as you grew to, you were about 16 years old when your father gave you the order book and said, you know the business, go out and start making contact with customers and start selling to customers. So I did. So, but otherwise it was a very fun period in my life, because we had to make our own toys, if you will, when we were coming along. We didn't have toys that were bought. We made our own stick guns and things like that, and little cars that we made and played with that. But we all had a lot of sports. And when you put together that kind of a loving family that we had, great, great mother and father who taught us many, many things and taught us how to be independent and free thinking.
I then proceeded to ask him if he experienced any wars or historical events and how they affected him.
So, my experience was not engaged directly in the war, but World War II was where my father was, and he was part of that. But as I came up, Korean War came, and I was too young for that. When I came to the Vietnam War, I was old enough for that. So I joined the Army and did not have to go to Vietnam. And so that was a great experience. It teaches you a whole lot about yourself and how to be very independent. It taught you how to be very disciplined. One thing you knew is you made a plan and you worked a plan. Otherwise, you would be in trouble. And so it was great, and you had great people that were in there with you, and you had their back and they had your back.
Next, I asked him what he thinks is different now compared to when he was growing up and he was younger.
I think religion is less prevalent now. There's a lot more people that tend not to go to church. So I think that's not good for our country. I think it should be much more high up on the totem pole for people. And so secular thinking is not exactly what I think is good for our country. So those are a few things. There's a lot more.
I then asked him what lessons he had for me or that he would like me to learn.
Yeah, let's see. There's probably many lessons I learned. One of the significant lessons that you learn is that you have to be very disciplined to get to the goals that you want to make. You have to have set good goals, set a good plan, and follow that plan. And from that, you become very successful if you do that. There are probably other lessons that I learned too is that when you find that you did something wrong, the best thing you could ever do is not try to cover it up, is to admit that you did something wrong, apologize for it, and move on to the next step. People will like you because of that. They believe in forgiveness, and they believe in giving you a second chance. So that's a good one to learn for you. A third one is very important, is that you have to listen very well. Not only speak well, but you have to listen well. And pay attention to people who really appreciate that you do that, number one. But number two is it sticks with you. You remember things about people, and you remember things that about events if you're listening well. And so tuck that away. It's a good one. A lot of people can talk, so they can run their mouth, but they don't use their ears enough.
Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Patrick Fowler, and we'll see you on the next episode.